Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dr. Bob Peoples, the Executive Director for CARE, Corporate America Recovery Effort. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I've got you in Nashville today. It's good to talk to you. So CARE's 18 years old. Your annual report just was released. It's been a crazy year, as everybody knows, and you weren't able to have your meeting, which this year was slated to be in Portland, Oregon. Would have been a long way for everybody to be on a plane. It was a good idea to cancel that, but that also means it's difficult to stay in touch with all your constituents, right?
It is. It's a challenge, Kemp. We've tried to keep the email connections going because that's relatively easy. You know, there have been one or two meetings that have taken place just on an individual basis, practicing social distancing and wearing masks, but it is a lot tougher to communicate under these circumstances.
So I want to get into the details of the annual report. Just real quick, your goal with CARE is to, I think it's funny, it's a double negative to say it this way, but it's to increase landfill diversion, or the way I like to say it is to minimize the amount of post-consumer carpet that ends up in the landfill. So that's your goal. And every year you put out an annual report that talks about how things are going. And we're talking about a 19, so the virus doesn't even affect this. There has been a lot of things been in play. You've had some legal situations with basically your customer, Cal Recycle. Give us an update, if you will, top-line executive summary of your annual report.
Well, Kemp, there is a lot to talk about. A lot happened. 2019 was probably one of the best years CARE's had in a long time for any number of reasons. I'll try to touch on a few. And we went into 2020 with such momentum and with such a positive outlook. You know, the impact of COVID-19 has really kind of devastated those plans. But 19 was a year of growth and a lot of promise for CARE, both across the U.S. and in California. We had some new technologies come to the table, some new products get into the marketplace. We had several new members join CARE, and it always amazes me when people show up and say they'd like to join CARE that we haven't spoken with before. I think one of the highlights of the year was the major push in the area of chemical recycling, really driven by the global plastic waste challenge.
Yeah.
You know, carpet is not a factor in that. This is really a lot of packaging and all that gets into the environment, but the big brand owners, Coke, Pepsi, Evian, Procter & Gamble, they all were responding to the pressures to clean up all the plastic waste, and they went to their suppliers and said, look, you guys have to figure out how to use post-consumer plastics in packaging. Mm-hmm. And that drove the chemical industry to really get behind chemical recycling. Now, I think it's important for readers to understand that chemical recycling is not just a monolithic thing. There's a lot of different versions of chemical recycling, but we're really focused on depolymerization and conversion back to monomers that can be used to go back into plastics, fibers, injection molded parts, you name it, whatever it is. There are some groups out there, especially one recently that wrote a report that really questioned the value of chemical recycling. I think it's a shame that people don't know what they're talking about would condemn something as powerful as chemical recycling to contribute to some of these challenges that we're facing. But on the positive side, with all the good things happen, for the first time, the theme for our conference was going to be Carpet Recycling Comes of Age.
Yeah.
And that conference was scheduled in early May, like you said. Unfortunately, that conference didn't manifest itself because of the pandemic that we're dealing with. We went into the beginning of the year on a positive note, the end of the year looking really strong. California itself, we hit a 22.5% recycling rate in Q4, which was a 44% increase over Q4 of 2018.
Yeah.
Really strong results.
Let me interact there. Your goal, they had set a goal of 24%, okay?
Right.
And for the year, you reached 19.1, so you fell short, but it was going in the right direction, right?
Yeah, I would say that first thing to know is that since 2015, we've had an increased recycling rate every single year. So we're on a very positive upward trend. And, of course, 2019 was a change in the slope of that line. It was going up at even a faster rate.
Right.
But I think it's important to understand the law stipulated that we had to be at 24% by January 1st, 2020.
Right.
So my goal was always to get to 24% in the fourth quarter, so we would start 2020 at that goal.
Yeah.
To fall short by a couple percentage points is actually success, not failure, because we had two major issues well beyond the control of CARE or our carpet recyclers. Number one, Aquafil built a plant in Woodland, California. Mm-hmm. That plant was supposed to start up in June of 2019.
Yeah.
It's still not running today because of the issues with PG&E, failure to deliver power to that plant. That capacity alone would have taken us past 24%. And then down in L.A., L.A. Fiber suffered over a year delay in the city of Vernon on permits for their expansion. Yeah. That expansion would have taken us to 24%. So we were on a tear, if not for these other issues.
Okay, so have you gotten a buy from CalRecycle? They say, okay, I understand. Or what's going on?
Well, I don't think we know that yet. We submit our official 2019 annual report in September due to all the audits that have to take place and the reviews by the advisory committee. But I think CalRecycle understands that these are very, very difficult challenges, that we would, in fact, have exceeded our 24% target if it were not for these factors beyond any of our control, including CalRecycle's. So, you know, CARE is doing the right things. CARE is taking strong, aggressive actions to try to meet those objectives. And I still think that there is a reasonable chance that we will get back to 24% this year, as long as the second half of the year we kind of come out of this pandemic crisis and things start to stabilize.
Yeah.
We've got good demand.
All right. So let me ask you, so you mentioned earlier about material development. I mean, I missed your meeting and I wanted to catch up on that. So we know what Ralph Bowe has been able to do with his product. What else has come along lately that is a great diversion and usable product?
Well, I think probably the single largest one is the effort by Eastman Chemical in their carbon renewal program, which consumes PET. In that process, they replace a portion of the coal that's used, and they make monomeric building blocks that go into a whole range of plastics going forward. That has the potential to consume very large quantities, and Eastman is coming right behind that, aggressively moving their project for methanolysis forward, which is a very large consumer of PET. In fact, more than carpet alone would be able to supply. We're still working with the folks out of Canada, Loop Industries, who have partnered with Indorama. Their plant in South Carolina is still under construction, scheduled to come online. Probably won't come on late this year as originally planned because of the impacts, but in 2021, we expect that plant to be up and running. Again, another large consumer. And then there are several other major chemical companies that are still pursuing their plans, just slowed down a little bit by the impact of the virus.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're about to run out of time. I'm just curious. I know, you know, 2020 is going to be a disaster. I mean, just because when oil has collapsed, you know, what's the incentive other than just the nobility at doing the right thing around recycling materials? It's going to be a tough year for you, isn't it?
It's going to be a tough year. Mm-hmm. The price of oil plummeting below $20 a barrel, now back today up around $36, $37 a barrel, is still almost half of what we need to see a competitive economic situation for carpet recycling. But I would say, having said that, I'm pleasantly surprised to see the corporate dialogue around the world on commitments to sustainability has been strengthened by this event. So, yeah, it's going to take us time to get our feet back under us and reestablish momentum. But I'm hopeful that we're going to come out of this with a renewed commitment to sustainability and the desire to use post-consumer materials.
Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to see this annual report, they just go to the CARE website, right?
Yep, just go to the CARE website, www.carpetrecovery.org, mm-hmm. and click on the link that says Reading Room, and you'll be able to download the 2019 annual report.
Okay, Bob, it's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Bob Peoples, the Executive Director with CARE, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.